Thunder.
Oh, the distant thunder. My bad. I thought it was the quiet thunder.
Wow, so there's thunderstorms in your area, Monica? Is that what you're saying?
There's a lot of lightning happening. In my pants lightning bolts? Last night. Woo! Let's go, Bolts.
You got some bolts happening in there?
Yeah.
That would
static electricity, maybe?
That would explain the water trail on the seat.
Ew. Oh, my God, you guys!
Wow.
And in fancy fashion, too. I'm about over overtimes. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, man.
I'm done with overtimes. However.
How many games in this series went over? Four games?
I gave a stat yesterday, and I forget it now. But too many.
Yeah.
Including a five overtime. So
three out of the five?
It's,
is that right, Brett?
I think two.
Was it three out of
I think two in
only
this
two?
One, I think.
Feels like all of them.
It all blends together.
So
and you know what? The season's over, so it doesn't even matter.
No,
so it's like, let's move ahead. Next season.
So
can't wait till
over.
December.
It wasn't only two overtime games in this series.
Just beginning.
The last two were in overtime.
Well, the first game they got blown out.
Right.
Second game, kind of blown out.
Oh, beaten with 7 seconds left.
Right.
So that wasn't. Then we had the double overtime. Wasn't it double overtime game three?
No, it doesn't matter.
Two.
Congratulations.
Two, right?
No, not congratulations. Let's break it down.
To the Tampa Bay Lightning. And if we're all being honest, if we're all being honest, the better team won that series.
Yeah, they did.
Team won that series. They're just a little bit bigger, a little bit faster, a little bit stronger. Just
every category, they're a little bit something.
Yes.
That's true. They're a premier team.
Even you got to remember a couple of, or at least the last game, a couple of the stars were out, and it's like, you know, it's a struggle, and not that I'm saying that's why you guys won, but I'm just saying sometimes you got to persevere.
You guys nobody should forget, no Stamkos the whole time. So
yeah, that's true enough. Did you see him after the game all loving up on his teammates? Oh, man, so good. It was such a cool feeling.
After I threw my remote through the TV, I could kind of see
through the
cracked glass in the screen. I could kind of see Stamkos there.
I couldn't see him through the gasoline-lit fire that was up my television. I don't know what you're talking about.
I got home from my son's soccer practice. I turned on the television. It was 1-0 Islanders. I'm like, all right, cool. Literally. 2 minutes later, just like every other time I turn this series on, Lightning score.
Huh?
Literally, I was like, okay,
cut it out.
Well, goodbye. And I just shut it off just threw the remote, went in the shower, did what I had to do, and that was it. I went
to sleep. Oh, no, really?
Mm.
Oh, 1-1. That's one thing I'll say. The games are so tense. That's why it's so exhausting.
I know.
And just the constant, it was like they were always at 1-1. Who's going to score next?
That's what's so cool about it. It was so exciting to watch.
For who?
To Bolts fans all over the Bay Area and worldwide. So here's the thing.
Hold on a second.
Worldwide.
And that's where we got to draw a line.
I said it.
That's where we got to draw a line.
Right now? Right now there's someone in Germany listening saying, yeah, that's right.
Go not unless there's double. Somebody from Tampa Station there.
Worldwide. So
no.
Tomorrow.
And I'm not going to sit here and claim to have, I own the fans worldwide, but let's just dial it back a little
bit. World. So maybe you didn't hear me. I said worldwide. So tomorrow, they're going. It's unbelievable how the Lightning are so good at making the most out of this pandemic situation. I mean, there's only so much anybody can do. However, first of all, the bar inside the stadium where they're showing the games, that's sold out. You have to reserve a table, and those are for the rest of the series, all sold out. But they're showing it on that big wall out there, and they're telling everybody masks and social distancing and all of that. Also, how about this? They're letting part-timers, the employees, part-timers, come in and watch the game in Emily. Like
inside the arena.
Pardon me, part-timers plus one, so they get to bring someone up.
Wow. Do you know anybody?
No. I didn't even start. I wouldn't even begin to. I would imagine a spouse or whatever.
At the bars this weekend, you may run into someone.
Maybe
right.
Run into someone who's a part-timer.
I guarantee you, Drew's broadcast how many games from outside of Amalie Arena.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, Drew knows somebody that can get you in.
Yeah. I don't know. I just know that is I think that's amazing. Like I said, I just feel like they're doing so
much.
That's nice. And then they're doing the, what do you call it? The like drive through parade type of thing where to celebrate.
All right, with the parade. Slow your roll.
Hold on. I mean, it's something to celebrate. This is the Stanley Cup Finals.
Going to the Stanley Cup is huge.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, but you don't celebrate until you win it.
Well, no, they're celebrating
what's the parade?
Win.
I mean, these hockey teams, they don't even touch the trophy until they don't touch that first trophy.
It's like a celebration of winning that series and going to the finals slash you know, go bold for tonight's game. It's going to happen tomorrow. It's at West Shore Mall. Their season ticket holders get there first, and then from 10 on, it's for everybody, and they'll have all of it. Bug, you know, swag.
A lot of hype.
All of
That's
it.
That's cool.
All of it. They're doing it right.
Great fan base. That's
really
awesome.
Impressed.
That's
so there's gonna they're Way showing to the game in Thunder Alley. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah. And the big old huge wall.
What do you got to do to get a ticket to get into that?
No,
first come,
I mean,
first serve.
Open. Yeah, it's first come, first serve. But obviously, you know, social distance and masks and all
Good
of that.
Luck.
Careful.
Yep, that's Rona Central right there.
No. The sour grapes.
No, it'll be fine.
That you're spewing right now. I don't even care about at all.
I wouldn't go anywhere near that.
Sure.
You get the cooties all over the place.
Okay.
Yep,
okay.
Love.
I'm so
that's
excited.
It's pretty cool. Well, that's it. I mean, bottom line is if we weren't going forward, I mean, the Lightning going forward is so deserved, and obviously doing the show here for so long, it's easy to like the team. It is. Except when you're playing them. That's the only time you want
to
beat them. That's
it.
And it's just how it happens. So. And it was great. Remember, we were wishing for this a couple rounds before it happened? We were
we
all keep winning out. We can end up playing each other.
Remember that. I remember you bringing it up first, and this was like a while ago, like it could possibly, like looking into the future type of thing.
Yeah, it was so far away, though. We were playing Florida. We were playing the Panthers.
I can see the headline right now. Thunderbug turns out to be like an angel of death, and he's spraying Corona all over those tables at Thunder Alley.
He's the safest of them all. He's all cocooned in his little suit. He's fine. Yeah. He's absolutely fine. By the way, I saw him on TV this morning. Oh, boy, Thunderbug has a playoff beard.
Does he really? That's great.
Amazing. I was trying to tweet it and get a picture, but it kept moving, so it didn't come out. It came out blurry. But
that's a funny idea.
So does Thunderbug, are there multiple Thunderbugs?
I don't know. Listen, there's one and only
top
one Thunderbug.
Secret.
So
maybe he has like a body double like the president does. So there's multiple Thunderbugs. It could be. It could be in two places at once.
I would like to state for the record, thank you, Third Leg Greg, who is obviously the in-house host for your very own Tampa Bay Lightning. He said, as somebody who hosted the NHL Global Series in Stockholm, Sweden this past November, I will be the first to tell you the global hashtag Bolts Nation is real. The entire arena was 90% Lightning fans. Go Bolts. And I'll repeat myself.
Ooh.
Worldwide.
Right. Those are probably Lightning fans that traveled for the series. I mean, I don't think, you know, Stockholm is a big breeding ground for...
There's probably a ton of people from Tampa who purposely went to Stockholm.
Right.
And figured they'd go there to watch the game. And so that's what he ran into.
It's just like me going to see a band on the road or going to take a road trip to see the Giants or something. Well, the ones that traveled, the NFL fans that travel over to England for that game, same thing.
You guys, not so much you guys. As JP, you can go ahead, take the sour grapes and put them down.
There's
you've
no sour
enough.
Grapes. I really don't.
You've had
this
enough
is fine.
Already.
Go Bolts. I'm in.
You're not allowed.
Traitor!
No, you're
what
not
a
allowed.
How dare you!
Wait a minute. That's hashtag.
Let's go, Yankees!
There you go. Welcome back. Oh, my God. I thought we lost you for a second.
Nah, I'm here. 43 runs in 3 games. Juggernaut.
What is that?
I don't
my
know.
God.
And it's not Stanton and Judge knocking the cover off the ball either. It's
your major league leading home run champion right now is Luke Voit.
Luke Voit?
Leads the major leagues with 20 home runs. Best trade ever.
Anybody else want to talk baseball, or is it too soon?
Not one person.
Not one person.
And not one person listening wants to talk baseball. I will say, though, if we're going to go Tampa Bay sports, the Bucks were doing it right this morning. They had that little drive-through parade thingy or whatever for the first home game on Sunday. And it's actually happening till 1 o'clock, and whoever can go. And I was watching it on TV, and people are coming out in droves with their flags and Bucks gear, and they have the mascot. I forgot his name. I can't remember his name. They have him down there. And
Tom.
Cheerleaders.
Tom
the Buccaneer.
Tom the Buccaneer,
sure.
Right.
No.
He has a big 12 on his pirate hat and on the patch on his eye.
If his name's not Tom, it should be.
Trying to say nice things.
And here he comes. He loves making that sound.
And he drives away.
His four-wheeled pirate ship in the parade. That sound comes out.
And he drives closer again.
You know, I can see me making that my home alarm sound. You know, somebody tries to break into the house.
There must be a robbery.
Thanks to my Tom alarm. alarm.
That's it.
My house is safe.
That's it. Tom Brady stopped my house from getting robbed. He's an angel.
Did the Bucks drive through parade, go by St. Petersburg to wave to Tom, that kind of thing? Oh, I see. We must have disconnected.
Monica.
This is so weird. This is so weird.
She's not talking to us again.
The regret of having brought up something positive for that team is enough for me not to do anything like that again for the rest of the season.
Oh.
Can we bring you back with the Dave Mishkin call from last night, the Chris King of the South?
Great.
Chris King, the Islanders broadcaster, we played the screeching call the other day.
In front of Cirelli. Shoot! Is it in? Score! Score!
Is it in?
Cirelli! Cirelli! The Lightning win it! It's over! Stanley Cup final! Here come the Lightning!
Wow. Douche.
Wow, that was awesome. Cirelli! We used to work with a guy named Charlie Cirelli, and all I think of is Charlie.
Right.
When I hear, Cirelli! Picture this old guy with a beard coming down the ice.
I feel like there was just a worldwide, I'll say it again, scream of Cirelli all at the exact same time.
That was a crazy, weird goal.
I saw the replay of it. I'm like, that's it? That's how they lost?
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
It was brutal.
It was as
torturous as any overtime game could be. And then that goal was the perfect capper to it.
If his head was at a different angle, it comes back out the other way. It sucked.
Mm-hmm. If his skate isn't there, it just goes across.
That's a tough one to live. It's
brutal.
One thing if you just got beat. You know what I'm saying? Like if somebody just took a slap shot and hit up, you know, over your shoulder and it's in.
Right, right.
That you could deal with. That just a slow dagger. It's like somebody stabbing you in the heart, but the knife didn't really break through.
Right.
And then they
A Hedman rocket over his shoulder, right? Would be like, all right, I've seen this before.
Right.
But that.
Even you heard in the radio call there, was like, is it in?
Right.
During the screaming.
Oh, my God.
And they did that on TV, too. Like, and it's in. It's like, give us 1 second of hope.
Right.
Yeah, well, it was a great, it was a fun series. It was really good. I hope we gave you guys a good series to get trained up for the Stars.
Yeah, and I think it was. And I think I'm glad it would have been so nice to just for a shutout on the Lightning then. But, you know, six games, it was exciting. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That makes it exciting. I'm glad there wasn't a game seven. I think I would have no more hair, but.
That would have been tense.
Nice. Yeah.
So I was really hoping it would get there, and then whoever wins, wins, you know, but whatever. Six was fine. Six was very tense. Good job.
Very exciting.
Go beat the Stars, who has no investment in the Stars whatsoever.
Right.
So
they're not worldwide.
I've been a big Stars fan since they were Minnesota North Stars. I'm sticking with them.
Right.
I want to see them.
Do you have the traditional old N jersey?
Oh,
that's right.
The green N with
my
star on top?
My favorite jersey ever.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, I never knew that about you.
Yeah.
Big Stars.
Followed them all the way to Dallas.
Right.
I feel like you're lying.
Wow.
Big fan.
I was always wondering how that happened. Like, so there's a period.
Jamie Benn, my hero. Uh-huh.
So you got a team. So you have a team. A city has a team. And then all of a sudden, that team leaves and goes to another city. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the previous city gets another team years later.
Yeah, it happens. They realize it was a mistake, or whatever.
Then are you a fan of both? I'd have to be a fan of both teams, right? Or no? Like, you'd have to.
No, I could see animosity. Like, if you're leaving, I'm not giving you my fandom anymore.
No, it's the exact opposite. It's like, oh, I'm so sad you're leaving. I'll be loyal to you forever.
No.
And, of course, besides Brett having that as his famous jersey, JP's been a North Stars fan forever since J.P. Parise, his relative, used to play for them. His son, Zach Parise, you guys know.
Yeah.
But J.P. Parise was a famous North Star, one of the biggest.
Before he was an Islander, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Big time. So he's been, and I got to say, it's just one of the greatest hockey uniforms I've ever seen. So,
going to dig out my Mike Modano jersey.
Is that what you're going to do?
You guys are really
get this going.
Green and gold all weekend long.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're gonna be wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are
amped up tomorrow night.
Nope.
Good luck.
You know, Brett, all those people that love you so much and have no. Mm-hmm. Oh, Brett's the best.
They love me more for being true to myself and my Stars fandom.
It's his honesty.
They're all dropping off.
Screw Brett. It's his honesty.
They love it.
Mm-hmm. Roger and JP Parise, 102.5 The Bone, Real World Radio. The phone number is anytime, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Play Dead Guy in the Envelope in an hour. You got another phone bonus keyword coming up at noon for $1,000. A lot going on. We'll be right back.